Hello. Oh, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to make you jump. Yes, that's right. I am. I'm Kitty. When do I take my vows? Well, hopefully in about 9 days' time, I will become Sister Kitty. And I will no longer be a novice nun. So, thank you. How are you? You know, you've been sneaking into church late at night and wandering around for quite some time. Is there anything I can help you with? What am I doing here? Waiting for you. Yes. I'm wondering whether all those Sundays that I've been on duty in the church, whether I'm imagining the fact that you keep watching me, that every time I go past, your head just moves a little as if to watch me go by. And I'm curious as to what's going through your head at that point. Are you looking just at me as a novice nun and thinking about what it is I'm about to do and what I'm about to give up? Are you looking at me as a woman? As something that turns you on? Why is it inappropriate? Why should I not be able to say these things to somebody? Because I am a woman of God? I am still a woman. I still have thoughts and feelings, and this is just what I've been thinking. So yes, I was looking for you. Because I'm hoping that what's been going through your head is that you're wondering how it is I can take my vow of chastity. Whether I've broken it before I've even taken it, or whether I will break it when I have. It doesn't matter before. But you're wondering whether I'm a virgin, aren't you? Or whether I've already been a very bad girl. Truth is, I've never really gone all the way. I've kissed, I've made out, I've come all over my fingers. But the truth is, I've never had a cock inside me. Never known what it was like. Do you think that's right? That I should go into something and give up something that I have no knowledge of? That I will ever think about and wonder over whether I made a mistake to shun the touch of a man? You're right, of course, that's a little bravado. I am indeed unsullied. Won't you change that? Won't you bend me over one of the pews? Slide my dress up, my habit. Spread my cheeks. Rub your cock along my slit. Get it wet. And then fuck me. What? You think he cares? You think him up there, looking down on us from his cross, gives a damn what a novice nun does or doesn't do before she takes her vows? None of it matters. Neither of us will be damned. Neither of us will be never to be saved. No. I don't believe. I'm here because my parents think it's the place that I need to be. And as a girl in these days and times, I am pretty much a chain around their neck. To offload me to the convent is to remove one more mouth to feed. There are no suitors to take me. no Prince Charming to come and sweep me off my feet. There is only the church. The hard work of the church. The nigh on servitude. Apparently, what's the word? Consensual servitude, which it's not. And I don't want to go into such servitude without having known the feel of a man's hands on my breasts, on my legs, parting me, touching me, caressing me, fucking me, if he will. No, I shouldn't say such words. But whatever I say here is nothing to the damning that will happen if this is all real and true, and you fuck me. The saying of it and the doing of it are completely different. Your cock is hard. I can see it behind your pants. I can see the outline of your cock growing at the thought that maybe you can sully a novice nun, a virgin, somebody who should be pure and innocent, stepping into her vows, into the church, into the arms of Christ. But see, if this is the life that I have to lead, though not the life I would choose, then I will take my thrills where I can find them. You're an experienced man, I know all about you. I've heard your confessions. Oh, yes. A little sound you heard behind the confessional box. That was me scurrying away. You may have confessed to the priest, but the nun overheard you. You fucked your way across villages. You are here for repentance. Why bother? When it feels so good. If it didn't, you wouldn't do it over and over again. You adulterous fucking bastard. Oh, I know all about you. Yes. Oh, how the girls chatter in front of me. They think she knows nothing of these things. How they talk about you. How big your cock is, how good it feels driving into their pussies when their husbands can barely look at you for a second, get his way, come, and then leave you unsatisfied. But you make them come, you make them cry out, do it to me now, please, I beg you. Take me, make me a woman, before I give myself over to something I don't want. Don't I deserve a little relief, fun, pleasure? Yes, I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure this is what I want. Won't you take me? What? Suck it. I suck your cock, you fuck me. Fine. I'm not entirely sure. I like the taste of your cock. Well, the girl said your cum tastes good. Maybe you should pull out cum on my face. Let me lick it off. won't be long. It won't be long before somebody finds us. You need to fuck me now. No, no, it's going to hurt a little, but I don't care.
I want it. I want your cock. I need it now. I need you to bend me over and pull.
Yes, I'm ready. Yes.
Fuck me. Do it.
Oh. Ow. Oh. Oh. Ow. 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 God damn it, this church echoes.
No, do not stop. Do not fucking stop.
Pull back and do it again. I told you I was unsullied. I told you. You. Have you never taken a virgin before? Fuck. Oh.
Yes.
Wait. Ah. Oh, that's better. Oh, God. That's... Fuck, that feels deep. I can feel you everywhere. Now, make me come. I want to come all over your cock. Fuck me and then I come, please. Come. Come really hard. Make me unclean, completely and utterly dirty. Fuck. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, I want to be your slut. And know that when I take my vows in 9 days' time, come to the church, sit in the pews, and know that when I say I am innocent beyond reproach, that I am not. That I am absolutely not, and I'm not because of you. Because you fucked me. Oh, you took my innocence, took my virginity, took my cleanliness and my gift to God. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, come in me, please. Please, no. Oh, fuck, what is that? Yes, 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 yes. Let me just slide out of me. Let me cover my fingers in our combined juices and lick your cum. And there is the ultimate sin. You are now beyond redemption. You've taken the gift that a girl would have given to her god. You needn't smile so much about it. I'll see you in 9 days at my conference.